deep under turfy grass and heavy clay, they laid her bruised body and the child. Poor victims of a swift mischance were they, adown death's trapdoor, suddenly beguiled. I, weeping not as others, but heart wild, affirmed to heaven that even love's fierce flame must fail beneath the chill of this cold shame. So I rebelled, scorning and mocking such as had the ignorant callousness to wed on altar steps, long frozen by the touch of stretcher after stretcher of our dead. Love's blindness is too terrible, I said. I will go counsel men and show what bin the harvest of their homes is gathered in. But as I spoke, came many children nigh, hurrying lightly o'er the village green. Methought too lightly, for they came to spy into their playmate's bed terrene. They clustered round. Some wondered what might mean rich odoured flowers so whelmed in fetid earth, while some death's riddle guessed ere that of birth. And there stood one child with them, whose pale brows wore beauty like our mother Eve's, whom seeing I could not choose but undo all my vows and cry that it were well that human being and birth and death should be just for the freeing of one such face from chaos' murky womb. For hell's reprieve is worth not this one bloom.